Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're here. It's a Friday, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International Superstar Zach D'Amico here. What's up, kid?
That's me. How are you, buddy?
That's you.
Feeling soft. Good. It's Friday, baby.
Yeah, you are.
Be a nice day.
We're both dressed in pastels.
I think we're starting a new thing.
Full faggot. Come on, dog.
It's not time to introduce our guest yet.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is Friday. I'm excited to get my weekend started. Lots of stuff happening. Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the fucking hoes out there. All those fucking bitches who spread them and take the fucking cream pies. Hell yeah. I love it, dude. We're celebrating moms on today's show.
It's MILF week.
Let's fucking go. I like it. Look, we have two great guests, as always. You guys know him from his new hit show, coming to Gas Digital in June. God hates figs.
Figgy snake. Thank you, Shannon. Love you, Shannon.
Never agreed to any of this.
I believe it's Gomez and Sutton, right? I think I reached out to somebody who answers my text messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the wonderful Mike Figgs.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, kid? Also, you guys might know him from his podcast, The Creepy Corner. creepycorner.nyc, and a Complete Bastard podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Anthony Zenhauser.
Thank you. You see how you wait?
Shut the fuck up.
Until you're introduced properly? Yes. I don't know who would give you a show.
Good podcast etiquette right
Thank
there.
Thank you very much. Well, some of us care about other people's podcasting.
I'm working out. I'm sorry.
You guys, you both look like you work in an Italian deli. It's like I showed up and you guys are ready to make me the best sandwich I've ever had.
I got the tighter shirt, so I'm the boss.
Yeah. No, you're the pizza guy that has flour on his shirt.
You're the guy who obviously you don't have a license or or any sort of citizenship.
No. I'm the son who just eats all the pizza and doesn't do shit.
You
work in the back, buddy. You are the son. Go fuck your mother.
Yeah. My son's going to college.
I own half of the restaurant. What are you talking about?
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It's going to be a really fun one. Love having both of you guys on the show. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. Let's get it going, baby boys. Here we go. Anthony Zenhauser, what else you got to plug? Anything?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Cuss Cobb Comedy Club tonight. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Saturday, 7 o'clock with Gino Visconti, Aaron Berg, Kevin Dombrowski. It's going to be a fun time. Come on out. Check it out. And May 20th, I have a show upstate in Westchester in the Garrison at Coyote Mexican Grill. Come on out. It's a 7:30 show.
Very cool. Figgs.
I'm performing in someone's backyard tomorrow in Stamford, Connecticut. And I come to the Grizzly Pear. I've been hanging out there on Sundays. I'm hosting on Sundays, dodging bullets at the Grizzly Pear. MikeFigs.com, Figgy the Kid on TikTok.
It's going that bad for you, huh?
It's going bad. Can I get another Bud Light Seltzer, please? Guy in the room over there doing Bitcoin.
I'm climbing over somebody's fence.
Give me this guy weekend on cryptocurrency. Pass me another Bud Seltzer.
I'm hosting the Grizzly Bear on Sunday.
Fuck you, man. It's lit over there.
He said I'm hanging out at the Grizzly Bear.
I'm drinking at the Grizzly Bear.
I'm telling everybody
Sunday
I got a show on Gas Digital, but I don't. Take another Bud Light Seltzer.
This is actually your audition for a show.
I've done that already, Zen. I don't give a fuck anymore.
People liked it.
He never stopped. Audition.
Hey, brother, can I get
this guy, you didn't have to do it.
Hey, Irish, I don't want him to be the only one.
Come on, get in there. Get him another Bud Light Seltzer. We're going to get a party today, doggy.
A little seltzy.
Let's go. A little seltzy. Why not?
Seltzy in the morning.
Zach D'Amico, what do you got to plug, you sexy bitch?
Just check out my other shows here on the network. Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network. Bye, guys. We can finance Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. and I'll be on the road with this handsome gentleman throughout the rest of the month.
That's right. We got some live stuff coming up, guys. If you guys want to see me and Zach D'Amico, First of all, together we will be May 21st in Marlborough, Connecticut, the farm at Carter Hill. Myself headlining, special guest Zach Amico. I'll tell you right now, this show is fucking dirty. It is funny. Me and Zach show is the best ticket you can get in stand-up comedy right now. I'm telling you right now. Fuck Bill Burr. Fuck Chappelle. Fuck Joe Rogan. Fuck all these guys. Louis J. Gomez, Zach Amico. No. That is the fucking one, dude. Nobody's doing it like we do it. Nope. There's not a dirtier, funnier show in the world. I'll tell you right now. Come out and see it. You guys are going to be fucking blown away. Okay? Also, I got some more stuff coming up. May 19th, Stress Factory. My first time producing at the Stress Factory. Louis J. Gomez presents The Depraved. We already got Ari Shaffir on the lineup. Mike Cannon. Aaron Berg. Dave Smith. Colin Turrell. We got a bunch of special guests. This show's going to be crazy. There's not a funnier fucking show in the state of New Jersey for the next 6 months. I'm telling you right now, we ain't fucking around. So come out if you guys are in New Brunswick area. Stress Factory, May 19th. It's a Wednesday night. Also, I'm going to be in Austin at the end of the month. I am going to be opening up for Big J's Crowdwork tapings, but we're also doing a live Legion of Skanks. May 27th, live Legion of Skanks from the Creek and Cave. Big J's live Crowdwork on the 28th and 29th. And then we're doing Louis J. Gomez Presents The Depraved, including Zach Amico, including Tony Hinchcliffe, including Brian Redman, including a bunch of other great comedians down in Austin. It's all going to be at the Creek and Cave. Go to creekandcave.com to grab your tickets. Vegas is coming up. San Diego is coming up. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down the shore is coming up. A lot of stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Go to my website. Why are you cackling at my real shows?
I'm at Grizzly Pear. He's like, I'm at Red Lobster. And you're like, fuck it. I'm going to do it in Las Vegas. Open it for Sebastian and SG.
I'm going to be a Red Lobster? It's going to be an amazing time.
I'm a crab, whatever the fuck. Coscobby, whatever the fuck. And you're like, I'm going to be in Vegas. I got a brand new arena show.
He's not done yet. Let him finish.
I'm not even done. I'm not even close to it. LewisofSkanks.com is a website. Make sure you guys go there. Grab your tickets for anything that's coming up.
Zen House Impress, you got it.com.
And then also, make sure you guys support the network. Subscribe directly to GasDigitalNetworks.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial. Get the premium service. Premium service gives you access to the complete on-demand library for the network. You unlock the keys to the network. The latest 20 episodes are available on iTunes and YouTube, but everything we've ever done, over 600 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast alone, all in one place, all for one price, including Legion of Skanks, believe you me, Gomez watches Seinfeld, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Shanley hires The Thing Is, ding. All of these shows, one price, $8 a month. You get access to everything ad-free and uncensored, plus access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a lot of fun. Tonight as well, if you guys are watching live, my Twitch channel is my giveaway. Shout out to Hemps.cloud for giving me $500 in cash and products to give away on my stream tonight. So make sure you guys subscribe.
What are you playing?
PR Rattlesnake on Twitch. I'll be playing a little bit of Warzone, a little bit of Rocket League.
Nice.
Yeah. You know what's up.
Cool.
You know what's up, doggy.
What's your loadout in Warzone, bitch?
Oh, wow. You play, huh?
Yeah, I play.
Oh, you play,
punk
doggy?
Ass bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I fucking play, guy.
I'll be hanging out on Warzone.
I'll be hanging out. I'll be spectating on Warzone. I'll be spectating.
I use the M4 for my AR.
Okay.
Got it souped up to the max.
Yeah, okay. Everybody does, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
That's like everybody did that. That's a long
Well, I just switched to the Bullfrog.
For Bullfrog,
my,
nice.
My SMG. I was using the M5 for a while.
I like MP5. MP5 is good. Nickname. Bullfrog.
Bullfrog comedy?
They don't do that anymore, huh? The comedy nicknames? Or when you see somebody...
I have 30 of them.
No, I mean on the flyer.
All right.
Rich Carucci used to be the steamroller of comedy, which, by the way, doesn't sound like a good thing.
Yeah, the steamroller of podcasts, Mike Figgs.
I'll be at the Olive Garden tomorrow performing live.
I don't know. I never had a nickname in comedy that I started for myself. Or a lot behind my back, probably.
Someone legit
the failure of comedy.
All those guys that you would comedy. Do like Otto and George shows with would be like Johnny Hollywood. I'm like, I don't think that's your name.
I don't know. I think that couple of guys who are, they start out doing that, and when they get older, I know black guys like that one name thing.
Earthquake.
They do. They like that. Like shots fired.
Y'all get
hands up,
y'all.
Don't shoot.
I started my first open mic was there was a black guy named Harmony. That was, he was going by Harmony, which is a great comedy name. And he would smoke crack on stage and fall. Oh, and nice. I was like, I don't know why that wouldn't. That would
that's
definitely
Harmony
hold up.
Yeah, I think I started doing all my nicknames ironically at first. And then there was a switch one day where it was just completely serious. And now it's like if somebody says it wrong, I'm like, what? It is the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, you retard.
You're the Puerto Rican Cobra, right?
Well, Harmony has a cousin that does political comedy, Take a Knee.
What?
I liked it.
Take a knee.
Right. I'm sorry, I still don't get it yet, but okay.
So, yeah, look, there is a lot to talk about in the world right now. A lot of news, lots of fun stuff happening. You know, and to be honest with you, I think we should go to world news right now with our good friend Mike Figgs.
All right, I'll start dancing.
Burr, burr, burr. It's a world news show with Mike Figgs. Yes, it's a world news show. It talks with different accents.
It does different accents.
If you don't give him context, he'll just ramble. So let Lewis reel him in. It's world news with Mike Figgs.
You're really giving this fucking guy a show?
I mean, he should. I mean, why not?
So, Shannon, where are we at in the world?
First one is London.
Oh, we're in London.
Noel Clark, BBC shocked by allegations of harassment on Doctor Who set.
On Doctor Who's set?
Yeah.
But Doctor Who, so yeah, who?
Doctor. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Who are we talking about?
Here, whatever fucking guys.
It's the doctor's name, it's who.
Yeah, who, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm gonna that was
who is the doctor's name?
Who is the doctor's name exactly?
That's why I should have my
what
own show.
Is the doctor's name?
No, what is it?
Why are we doing this?
I had Shannon and I were. It was, the connection was incredible.
Last night, Lewis was like, "This is gonna fucking kill."
I'm gonna keep saying who. She's gonna say
it's,
where.
It's
I'm gonna say when.
It's classic, but evergreen at the same time.
Who, what, where, when, why? That's what we're gonna do. Rattlesnake. If I'm not, I'll be playing Rocket League.
Yeah, I have a bullfrog.
I rule. I don't give a fuck.
Doctor Who, Owl went to medical school.
What is he, some sort of a Chinaman or something?
I don't care what you guys say. All right, so I'm sorry, Shannon.
It's over. We're not doing it anymore.
So we're gonna go
dance,
to
dance monkey.
We're gonna go to
BBC World News leader
Nigel. That's a good
Nigel person. Plainwater.
Nigel Worthington.
Hello, it's me, Nigel Worthington.
You're watching
BBC News. Breaking news, Peaky Blinders Season 4 will be streaming live on Netflix. We've got another breaking news. Doctor Who's got another screwdriver. It's not a Phillips, it's a straight edge. Back to you, Shani.
All right, Shannon, where else are we going? We're in the world.
The next one is from Italy. Italian fisher wounded after Libyan Coast Guard reportedly shot at boat.
Italian fisher wound. Okay, so we are going to go to Antonio Spicoli's.
Yeah, check it out. I'm not a big fish guy, you know, to be honest with you. You know,
this is Italian.
Hey, how you doing? We're live with Reggie Emilia right now. I'm really not a big fish guy, you know. But what are you going to do? Some guy, you know, one time I fingered a girl, pussy smelled like balls. Oh, what are you going to do? All right,
Shannon, where are we at in the world?
The next one is Germany. A breakdown of Germany's Muslim population.
Okay, we go to Gregor Hitler.
Here, live in Germany. I just have to let everyone know that these Muslims are bad news. I think that we should all grab the Muslims, make them pray.
What
was that? Hold on, I'm getting something else from my anchor.
No, it's the Jews he can't make fun of.
Gregor, easy.
What? Hey, so sorry. Sorry, the Muslims are friends. Just breaking news. Muslims are friends. Jews are still the enemy.
Breaking news. It would appear us and the Muslims have a common enemy.
Breaking news. We are making an allegiance with Osama Mahmoud Madoud because they will help us fight the Jews.
Can you smell danger in the air? If you were a Jew, you could. With your big nose.
Big fucking Jew nose. Anyways. Schnitzel is up 5% on the Dow Jones. Schneiser Schneiperheimer is down 2%. If you get the new crypto coin Schneiperlapper.
All right, I'm done.
Shannon, where else are we at in the world?
The next one is Australia.
Oh, Australia, our favorite.
Australia criticizes Olympic team photo shoot.
So we're going to go to Dingo McFosters.
Happy to be here. I'm just going to let everyone know right now that I do not like transsexuals. Let's just get that out there. I don't like transsexuals, and I don't think men should be here in the Olympics. What was the story about again?
All right. Thank you very much,
sorry,
guys.
I've had a little bit too much Forsters.
That should be a show. I try to set him up. That should be the show.
So then sign me, bitch. Let's do it.
But you need me to structure you, and I can't
you
do another show.
Me to structure. Did you even watch? Did you watch?
I did watch it.
You watched the whole thing?
First half.
Okay. Bad friend. Bad friend.
Keep me engaged.
I mean, it was quite engaging.
Keep me engaged.
I mean, it was pretty engaging.
And the Joe Mackey bit was good. I liked it.
Thank you. I mean, there was a lot of great bits.
That's funny. Funny stuff. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this summer on the Gas Digital Network. We shall see. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Fume. That is spelled F-U-M, pronounced Fume. They're a great, great product that makes quitting smoking that much easier. If you guys have an addiction to smoking cigarettes, vaping, whatever it is, you probably know it's pretty hard to quit. Fume makes these really incredible. It's very unique. They're Canadian maple with cores that are infused with the benefits of the world's superplants. So essentially, it's like a little piece of wood that you're, you know, breathing and inhaling in, but there's no actual smoke, but they have peppermint to help with breathing and cinnamon and lavender to ease the pain of quitting. They have a bunch of different cores that just gives you that satisfaction of breathing in smoke, but it's not unhealthy. It's a way healthier version of any of this. No nicotine, nothing. They have the Conquer cores, which are the number one cores for quitting smoking start to finish. And all items were manufactured and sustainably produced in Canada. We love our Canadian brethren. So right now, all you got to do is go to their website, fumeessential.com. That's F-U-M-E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L. And check out their incredible line of products. They have over a half dozen flavors, and they explain their entire Fume program. You can subscribe for monthly deliveries and never have to worry about it, or you can get their products a la carte. So when you go there, fumeessential.com, make sure you use the promo code REAL, and you're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, fumeessential.com, use that code REAL, save 10% off, and kick that disgusting habit in 2021. All right, where were we? You'd mentioned trans female athletes. So there's a female weightlifter that has been approved for the Tokyo Olympics. Shannon, what is this story here?
Yeah, so I'm going to show you a picture. Apparently, oh, God damn it, there's so many ads. So apparently their rules are they just have to be like under a certain testosterone level. And then so basically anybody can.
That's all Japanese men.
And this is her.
That's a man, baby.
So she.
Look at that cock.
Yes.
Up until a few years ago was a men's weightlifter.
You don't say.
And then recently.
She's a lift men.
Transitioned. This is the difference between then and now.
Can I be honest? Not that big of a difference.
Clark Kent?
Can you show me other female powerlifters and prove to me they're not all like that?
Yeah. Look at that fucking, look at those forearms.
Fuck.
They're horrible. That's not fucking
dope. Does it have a pussy now or no? Did it go full trans?
If you don't cut your dick off, fine. Here's what I'll say. You know, if you want to have a debate about trans athletes, fine. I think it's crazy. I don't think you should have women, you know, men competing as women after taking some hormones for a while. But if they don't cut their dick off, no dice.
Yeah,
they can't even come to the table to have the conversation if they didn't cut their dick off.
The first thing is a cup check. Let me see.
No, they have to actually bring in their severed dick and put it on the table, and I have to examine it.
Like a dead frog.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I take pins. I splay it. I splay it.
For this everyone. Is your cock?
It says it is not required for them to be post-op.
That's fucking crazy.
It doesn't say whether she is or not.
They have cocks. Cocks, I say.
But they measure the testosterone, you said?
Yeah, they measure. They have to like be under a certain number for over a year to qualify. Wow.
To me, it really just seems like semantics, and it's kind of probably taking away opportunities from women who work their life to be in the Olympics. I don't really give a fuck because it's not a contact sport. I think the only time we should be like up in arms is if there's somebody who used to be a guy who's fucking creaming women in a contact sport.
Well, I think that's obvious. That becomes like not even a debate in my opinion.
Yeah,
still, I mean, if you're a fucking female athlete who's been lifting weights her whole life, you got to the pinnacle of success, mm-hmm. you know, you get to represent your country in the Olympics. And I mean, this is everything for you. This is literally everything. If you're from fucking Estonia,
yeah,
you know, and you've been lifting weights since you were fucking six, this is the only
You weren't thing. Exactly turning down dates left and right because yeah, you were working on saying, your Estonian powerlifting.
It's kind of fucked
like, let
up.
The poor girl. She's been waiting her whole life for this.
I think creaming women should be a contact sport. And you can take it any way you want. I mean, I just think punching women would be a great Olympic sport.
I want to know what Estonian sound like. Did you make that up? It's a real place?
Estonia.
Real.
Yeah. All
right.
They went there in Dilbert.
So you're just a fat guy. You're just a fat guy.
Leave him alone.
Come on, man.
Dude. I was actually looking at both of you.
We're all friends.
We're all fat.
You'd be a fat guy.
Everyone here's fat.
And you put your hair in a, you put your hair in a bun, and then all of a sudden you're a chick, and now you can lift weights.
Zach just heard bun.
Yeah.
Honey bun. I'm going to eat one at the spook show later.
You heard cream and you heard bun.
Heard cream and bun. Creamed buns? Yeah. I'm eating a bowl of creamed buns. Yeah, I mean, apparently they told the other female weightlifters to be quiet over their concerns as well, which is fucking wild.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up!
They just went,
What does testosterone have to do? Doesn't she have more muscle mass and a bigger body than
and a
all
man's
those chicks?
Skeleton?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
And
like
a man's penis.
And a cock.
And a cock. And
I mean,
and a son.
She's a cock and balls. You can tell me that doesn't add something to the lift. It gives you a little bit more push. You got a cock, doggy.
He's using Axe body spray. Yeah. It's not fair.
I want to do women's gymnastics, and I think I can get away with it. I think I have less. I think I have enough estrogen in my body.
Well, Zuby, you know, Zuby has the. The national Zuby's a rapper from England. He's a black dude.
I thought that was another country that I never heard of.
Zuby, you know, Zuby allows.
be like Zuby, fucking. You know, you could if you have low cholesterol, you could do whatever you want. You could join the fucking.
Zuby's where the darkies go.
there he goes, Eddie.
He's a rapper from England, and
oh god, those are the worst. Don't you hate those drill rappers? Like, you know.
Oh, but
open it, open the moopy. I did a little something with a moopy.
Yeah.
Done a little lot, bit of love.
They're always like poets.
And it's just bad.
Tricky.
It sucks.
Bruff.
Could you not say a nationality and then a job or else he's going to fucking make it?
Sorry, guys. I apologize. It's a fucking...
Adonia?
Fucking...
But fuck that. Fuck
so
that.
Zuby, huh?
Yeah, he holds the national record for like a deadlift, but he just registered as a woman because in England, I guess they allow you just to...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would want to use the rhetoric against them every time. Every time they say I can be a woman, I'll do it. Why not? Anywhere. Taking a shit. I just want to shit in a woman's room.
I want to shit in a Japanese woman's room where they have the little button so they don't hear you fart.
I want to shit on a Japanese woman.
Wait, they have a button so they don't hear
you fart? Like Japanese bathrooms, it's very bad if you hear a woman like they don't want that. So it'll be like a gong noise so you could press the gong and you could fart while the gong goes on. Oh, nobody heard me shit.
What if you got a really loud fart? Okay, can you make a gong sound effect?
Drake,
I like how you have a gong sound effect and you made him make the gong sound effect.
Yeah.
He can make a fart noise.
What?
Mike Figg's soundboard coming to Gas Digital Live.
I can't do the fart and the gong at the same time.
I'll make the fart noise. Go ahead. I'm louder.
But no, that's easy. Everyone can do a fart noise. Can you do a gong over a fart? Go. It does sound like gong.
I am sorry,
gong.
That was an entire live eel.
Sorry.
Octopus.
Sorry.
Octopus.
I took a sheet. Didn't mean to take a sheet. I'm so proud.
Oh, wow. So I just realized that's the only accent that Figs can't do at all.
I can do Japanese.
That was terrible.
I take a sheet. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
As a podcaster. Oh, it's always like a sumo wrestler. Yeah, that's like
what is it? Japanese
a gigantic,
guy.
Short, fat.
Can you do a Japanese constipated man?
I cannot shit.
I share my toilet grit dishonor.
In the bathroom right now is a Mexican man who regurgitates accents from a South Park.
I need a suppository.
Yeah, so Shannon, give me some more information about this. Female weightlifters have been told to be quiet.
Ugh, so
what do they say?
It just, the
they don't listen, apparently.
No, the women that are currently on the team obviously feel that it's unfair, but they're saying that coaches are telling them to not speak up about it. That's really it.
Wow.
And she's 6'1".
She's 6'1".
She's a big chick.
Is there any interviews with her?
I'll keep looking.
Yeah,
but I
see
also
that.
Can't find out. It says she's post transition, but I don't know if that means post op or not. So I can't.
I think there's probably a different word for that now. Who knows?
Yeah, she's all wheel drive.
Post transition just means she's transitioned.
that can mean that she says she's a fucking chick. Mm-hmm. She didn't even try, though.
Could just mean she changed her
fucking
Facebook.
Yeah, but I mean, how feminine is the rest of the women's powerlifting
team? I bet you there's some hot female powerlifters.
In Ardonia? You said?
Ardonia, yes.
They sound like they have unibrows.
Bardonia and Westchester?
Wait, what? Dobbsbury? Look at her. Jesus Christ.
Let's see her.
Coming under this much scrutiny.
Oh, look.
Hey, hey,
even,
bro.
She's not even doing a voice.
Hold on, she didn't even try to do a voice. It's like, bro.
Bro, you know, it's kind of tough right now for us, you know, because of all the
hate
I'm getting.
Is that the bass player for Children of Bottom?
Yes. Listen. Listen to me. Being a woman in this sport, it's pretty difficult. Look, I'm just a beautiful woman. All women are beautiful.
Let me change my compound right now.
Hold this on. Is every guy's Gangfest.
My five snakes are at home right now.
Is this the is this what happened to the older brother from Home Alone?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yes, Buzz.
Buzz, your weightlifter girlfriend. Woof.
Woof.
So there I was, just a young, dainty little girl.
And someone spilled Coke on my pizza.
Because when you're competing at this level...
Fuller, easy on the estrogen. Yeah.
Let the distractions distract you. And so... Sorry. I don't think I'm any different from anyone else. I don't think I'm any tougher.
He's Australian.
I just do what I have to do.
These decisions that you've made in your life had to be very calculated. Like,
so you are married to a woman and you never cut your penis off.
Correct. I am a lesbian. Correct. That is very correct. Because as a woman to be with another woman, you must be a lesbian. That's what I am. Huh. I just queefed. I apologize. Can you cut that? Cut
it's
that
like,
from
you
the
know
air?
You're going to be on TV. Put a little makeup on.
Yeah,
you know?
Bitch.
Do your hair nice.
I am. That is actually true. And this is not me. This has nothing to do with trans. If she's a woman, you almost want to be like, you know, try.
Yeah, be a little prettier.
If Shannon showed up like that with no makeup on, with her hair
she
off.
She would look beautiful.
No, I would spit directly in her mouth. I would open her mouth and spit.
I've never seen a transgender that doesn't look like a scarecrow. Like, they just, that's the look they
it's
go
fucking
for.
Fucking hateful, doggy. That's well, not
yeah, trying. That's really mean.
There's some hot trans.
You have a lot of fans
there,
that are trans? You're scarecrows.
There's a couple.
All right, you're scarecrows. A
couple trans fans.
Trans fans.
Trans fans.
No show for you, Zach.
Hell yeah. Trans fans, but Zach Amigo.
Like my, like my Zach Amigo and Aaron Ian for dance. We got trans fans.
What the fuck was that?
With her, it's her, Zach.
I'm going to do some spooky time, spooky show.
Man. It's Jay Leno. Doing Leno.
It's bad on purpose, guys.
Still time not to give him a show.
Could you find your comedic voice first? Fucking interpreting other people's cocks.
Guys, so Robert Englund is not my favorite. Freddy Krueger.
Please, fucking save it for the grizzly pear.
Oh, wow.
So I was watching RoboCop 6 the other day. Just,
all, I'm thinking about is, all I'm thinking about is, how do I get that grizzly pear?
Zach, I will say, you are grizzly pear-shaped.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give it to myself.
Yeah. I put her back on. I like her. I don't have a problem with her.
Give her a show.
Before you even started competing internationally, you were obviously prepared or at least expecting this sort of debate around you.
Look, you'd be naive not to.
Naive.
But I think the world has changed.
Naive. To having an Australian person say the word naive is...
It doesn't end.
Surprisingly satisfying.
Naive.
It sounds like sound waves. Like you're playing a saw. Like an Asian guy playing a saw.
Naive. Wow, my chakras are open now. Thank you, Australian transition. Thank you. She, him, my chakras are balanced.
Shim, shari.
You'd be
sleep on a baby.
Black and white, my baby.
You call that a nigh?
Just in shifey.
It's very satisfying. Wow.
You guys are just doing a high didgeridoo.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
It's a didgeridoo with a chipmunk. Effect. Dying. All right.
Weird. Oh, obviously a man.
Look, I'll just do that.
That
could be your whole podcast, that sound effect.
Hey, guys, welcome to the Mike Fix ASMR Chakra Podcast.
All right, good. What was she saying?
Things that you've made in your life had to be very calculated.
Dainty lips, though.
So listen, you're a better-looking Brendan Sagalow. How does that make you
that
feel?
That is hilarious.
How
wow.
does that make
you feel?
You were obviously prepared or at least expecting this sort of debate around you.
Look, you'd be naive not to. But I think the world has changed. Oh. Changed enough that...
it's transitioned.
Not everyone.
Yeah, and you haven't. That's the fucking problem.
I haven't changed. The world has changed.
The world should cut off their penis.
What the fuck did you just say, buddy?
Did you call me a fucking fag?
You've all changed.
I've always been the same since I was born, so I appreciate it.
I am A. You are not you.
Not you.
She's mind fucking me. I'm like, what is going on? Did I get a sex change? What the fuck just happened?
Notice how my hand dwarfed this Foster's can like a dainty woman.
20 years ago, they would have set me on fire
and burned me on a stake.
And burned me at the stake.
He would have called me a witch, but you know what?
But now the world has changed.
The world has changed.
The world has changed in time. 20 years ago, they would have tarred and feathered me and threw me in the river, drowned me as a baby.
They would have put me in the back of a horse carriage like the movie Troy. And they would have tricked me and sinned.
They would have tied me to a stick and left me for the Abbos.
You know how those Abbos are.
The times have changed.
Times have changed.
If you were a child and you looked like a woman, but you were a man, they would have taken the dingoes and they would have let them eat you.
Anyways, I'm going to play my Bobby doll.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit.
Weird man.
Good for him.
Good for. I'm happy the person's happy, but I mean, she has an advantage.
Do you think sometimes they're interviewing him and he's like, and he kind of slips. It's like, I was taking a piss standing up. Sitting down.
You know when you have to like tinkle your pecker after you finish urinating.
So there I was measuring my Adam's apple. wait a minute. Never mind.
I don't.
Who said that? I didn't say that.
The world has changed. The world has changed.
The world has changed.
The world has changed. World has changed. Sorry much. Naive.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our brand new sponsors, Yo Delta. These are from the makers of Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom's been on the network for a long time. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting this show and being the marquee sponsor for Skankfest South, which is going to be happening in Houston, Texas from November 5th to 7th. But they've just launched Yo Delta. They make incredible Delta 8 products. If you guys don't know, Delta 8 is legal in 42 states. It gets you really, really stoned. You can get Delta 8 THC delivered directly to your door in gummies, vapes, whatever you like. If you're over the age of 21, it is a really incredible product. It is substantially cheaper than weed as well. This is great for the person. Like, I'm a major pothead, so I like smoking like dabs. I smoke crazy fucking dabs. But if you're a casual smoker, this is the fucking best thing in the world. I give this to my sister.
Yeah, you're not going to know the difference.
You won't know the difference at all, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more mild than probably taking a dab, but it does get you really, really stoned. People that ask me, they ask me all the time, like, does it work? 100% it works. Try it out. It's cheap enough to try it out. If you don't like it, fuck it, right? If you want to check it out, all you got to do is go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com, and use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, yodelta.com is the website. Use that promo code GAS. Save 25%. Grab yourself some Delta 8 THC. Okay, where were we? Okay, so let's move on. Experts put together The Perfect Woman by combining 16 celebrities' best assets. I like this, Shannon.
Here we go.
I like
sexy music. Please be a picture of the same dude. Please do.
Hello.
She's beautiful.
I'm naive. I'm 60. What's the change?
Don't be naive.
Good. Yes,
this is what they put together. It's not
what,
great.
What the fuck? It looks like Shannon. Shannon, it looks like you with better tits.
But that face. That's horrible.
So this is her. And then,
did they take the right leg of one woman and the left leg of another? Who did this? Was it a retarded evil scientist?
This is a picture above a serial killer's bed that he posted together from fucking magazine.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
This is crazy. Why would they do this?
Can we zoom in on the face? A little bit?
Who are these experts?
No, that's just one of the, hold on.
I was just saying the other chick, man. I thought they were going to do a better computer rendering.
No, it's just a Mr. Potato Head of different actresses' parts.
Yeah.
But they're saying
Potato Head.
Yes.
See, if that was a transitioned man, and she wanted to join the Olympics, I go, okay, that makes sense. You fit in with the women, right? Whereas that other dude was like a fucking big burly guy.
I thought that they were going to do a computer rendering where they actually blended all of the parts and the skin tone.
Yeah, they made this on paint.
Like, this is fucking crazy. They made this with safety scissors and fucking magazines.
They list here whose body parts they took.
So, okay, so it's Rosie Pert's tits.
Never heard of her, but she's cute.
Her bust.
Those are horrible tits.
Those are terrible tits.
Those little pancake titties.
Those are terrible tits.
Okay, a woman decided on who likes this.
Who wrote this? What bitch wrote this?
Yeah.
There's no way a straight man picked those as the titties.
That's right. I'm a woman. Yeah. It's the tranny chick. Yeah. I wrote this.
The way this changed. We lost small titties. Yeah.
The fact that is created, it doesn't say Selma Hayek's giant fat tits.
With stretch marks on them.
Also her. Like, I've had enough.
Jennifer Aniston's.
Again, who fucking cares?
Spellways, this old bitch. You want this old? You don't think that there's a better waste in the world? Oh, this is crazy.
Where's Christie Brinkley?
Go ahead. J-Lo's curvy behind. Why did they even talk like this?
Yeah, this is.
Say her ass.
Say her ass. Her candle. Her pussy candle.
Her hands. Hold on. Her fucking potion stirring hands.
Stay there for a second. They said Jennifer. What's her name again?
Gwyneth Paltrow's hands.
Veiny, fucking witch-like, awful hands. And they're saying they're youthful. Why don't we just get a chick that's youthful that has hands? I don't need that is disgusting.
All right.
Yeah, anorexic.
Long limbs.
What the? This was made by a fucking serial killer, dude.
Yeah, what I want is a really petite woman with very long limbs.
Long hair. That's hot.
Was this made in 1999? Can we get just a young bitch? Can we get any young bitch?
Scary Spice looks better than all these bitches.
Emma's shapely ankles.
Because that's what guys like. They like ankles.
Shapely ankles. I mean, I like feet, but ankles.
Yeah.
She's got big-ass feet, too. Holy shit.
I mean, she's a smoke
Scarlet
show. I'll always
you didn't pick her tits.
Go down.
You picked her feet.
Go down.
How about
you
her?
You don't even see her.
How about
toes?
Her fat blowjob?
What the fuck?
This is not a guy's thing. Because guys would be like, "Yeah, I want her fat blowjob lips. I want her dumpy fat ass that stinks.
Her bulbous ass.
Yeah, her big fat awful ass.
I want her to fart in my mouth.
Fart on my mouth. Suck my balls. Ah, oh, God, looks like a Sims character." Get the fuck out of here.
Brilliant brows for Holly.
She's cross-eyed. Love her fucking cross-eyes. She's got nice eyebrows. I do like her eyebrows.
This is Kara's razor-sharp cheekbones. I don't even know who this bitch is. Who are these women?
She's been in a bunch of things, but...
Jennifer's neat nose.
I mean, remember when her nudes came out?
Oh, guys, my God, that was nobody.
That made
day.
Her pop.
Nobody talks
day.
Like this. No. Hey, yo, I fucked this broad last night.
She had a neat nose.
Neat nose, dude.
Dude, her ankles?
Fucking nose. How were tits? Don't be crass.
Don't be crass.
Yeah. You should have seen her shapely ankles.
Yeah, you saw her
don't be crass, but she had a razor jawline.
Dude, her jawline was fucking like you can cut fucking veal cut parmesan on her
dude,
fucking
there was
ankles.
Something about her shins.
Oh, dude, you should have seen her feline eyes. Just staring at me like a cat in the night.
Dude, she was drooling and had a helmet, but like those feline eyes.
Yo, this bitch came over last night, and I just got lost in her fucking eyes, dude. Her fucking lost. Feline eyes, bro.
Dude, her neck was swan-like.
Oh. I mean, like a collarbone. Like, I
wanted to fucking wring it.
I came right on her. I came right on her collarbone.
Her neck. Oh, yeah, okay. By the way, you see these necks? Like, I almost feel like if you're into a neck, you have to be a vampire or a fucking serial killer.
So weird.
Yeah, only Dracula says she has an amazing neck.
Look at her neck. Like
her neck was so good.
That's something a woman would notice on another woman. Her neck was impeccable.
Hey, go to a Starbucks and go up to the barista and go, "You got a wonderful neck."
Yeah, here's the problem. It's like necks are necks. If you have a problem neck, that is disgusting. Like if you have a turkey. Flabby fucking shitty neck. Shannon, let me see your neck. I bet Shannon's got a hot neck. Look at Shannon's neck. By the way, Shannon said she'd let me start working her out.
Oh, I get it. All right. Nice.
Shannon, don't do it. Shannon.
No, I never actually agreed to it because his conditions were a little.
What were my conditions?
You got to wear yoga pants? No bra. I get to jerk off at a plant.
I don't want you to wash yourself for like 4 days. Is that cool?
I want you to make sure that Maxie gets on his Zoom conference. Whatever your son's name. Alex. Call.
James.
James.
Make sure James gets. You got to make sure
well,
James
what a
gets
tight family this is over
he's
here.
Got a Zoom. And then you got to come in yoga pants.
Shannon.
So you said that you would have to stretch me out.
Maxie.
Yeah.
Which I know is going to be a whole weird thing.
Is that a weird thing? I'm going to stretch. You know how nice it feels to have an assisted stretch?
Someone that like knows how to stretch.
I know how to stretch you.
Out.
Yeah. So I'm going to get 5 neighborhood dogs. I'm going to tie them to your head, arms, and legs, and then make a loud noise so they all run in different directions.
And what else did I say? Yeah.
And you asked me to wear sexy stuff like a bikini.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's not comfortable to work out in.
What would be comfortable?
Yeah, but that's what Lewis works out in. It would be awkward if you wore something else.
Here, Shannon, I'll give you a sheath bikini.
Shannon, we're going to just, like, I'm going to be shirtless. We're going to sweat. We're going to sweat on each other.
Take your shirt off, Lewis.
I'm in.
Not right now.
You're slim, bro. You look good.
I'm not ready.
I'm in if she doesn't want to do it.
No.
I'm in, too. Can you
just totally stop it? Shannon's going to come to the garage.
Sensei?
Shannon, we're just going to sweat on each other a little bit. We'll pull up couples yoga, Shannon.
Here we go.
Yeah, go to Pornhub. Go to Pornhub and do Nuru massage. Put that up. See who comes up.
I'll tell you what, we can do that together, Shannon. We can be, listen, I know I got a girl.
If you put up a YouTube channel that says Lewis stretches out Shannon, you're going to get a lot of hits on that.
I don't hit on Shannon until I'm deep into the show now, but just in case my girlfriend listens.
Oh.
Shannon, this could be us right here. But we're going to be sweating and we're going to be shirtless.
And Naive is going to be playing.
You don't want to feel the sweat on the small of my back? Which is where I start sweating first.
Lewis, we haven't even started exercising yet, and you're sweating so much.
I'm sweating profusely. I'm sweating now talking about it.
Lewis, why are you streaming this on Twitch? Lewis, I thought you were going to play Rocket League.
Shannon, let's see. We can do this right now. Shannon, I'll do this right now with you.
I mean, honestly, that does look nice.
Shannon, doesn't this look nice? Look at that.
Yeah, right, your hands right hands there. Right lawsuit.
Hell yeah. Now fuck her in the ass.
Love it and flow. Oh, God. Cringe. Ooh, that's kind of hot, though.
Foot to foot? Hell yeah, Shannon.
That's sexy. Foot to foot sexy.
Shannon, we could be doing this together.
And now fart.
There's a big black guy coming over to
Shannon,
fuck
do you think we could do
later.
These? You think we could do these poses?
Maybe. This doesn't seem like you need too much flexibility. I think I could do this.
Yeah, but would you interlock
Shannon, do you
think toes?
Me and you could do this, right? Let's try right now to do this pose. Pause it for a second.
Would you interlock toes? That's hot.
I don't think I can do that.
She has web feet.
You might as well just say, Shannon.
What?
Shannon, do you want to come over
and... She can't interlock her toes.
You might as well say, Shannon, do you want to come over and fart with me?
Shannon, come on. Come do this with me right now.
There's a lot of farting.
There's no room for
it. We can do it right here on the floor. Can we get it on camera?
I don't think I'm going to be able to capture what's on the... Let me see with this other camera. Hold on.
Let's do it on the table.
I'm going to be her conscience.
Lewis, I really don't feel comfortable doing this.
We can do this.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you right now. I can fuck.
I don't want to go on the floor with you, Lewis. You fucking piece of shit.
You think me and her can fucking... How hot would that be, right?
I think it's great. It's definitely your Mother's Day thing.
Right? This is a Mother's Day spectacular.
But you got to take her socks off and throw them on the table.
Yeah, Shannon. You got to take your socks off.
Sniff them.
What?
No, my toes aren't done. I'm going this weekend.
You said that. You say that every week.
You have webbed feet like a mutant?
Every time I've been here, she goes, my toes aren't done. My toes aren't done.
When was the last time you were here?
How about you do your
Shannon.
It's only been a month or so.
Shannon, burn.
How about you do your toes once in a while, you heathen?
Yeah.
I do them more than
you. Call her a heeb.
I thought you did. I thought you were calling That's what I told you. You told you.
Dubbed you, Shannon.
In other news, Shannon is a heeb.
From other news, from life from Adonia.
She's a Jew.
Webbed foot heeb.
Shannon, come on. Let's do it right now.
With my sneakers on.
No, take your shoes off. Grow up.
We want to smell your feet, Shannon.
Jesus Christ. I'll take my shoes off.
Another Bud Light seltzer.
Do it with figs.
No, I'm not doing it with figs.
Yeah, let's do it. What?
Okay. I'm going to do a couples yoga with you, Shannon, not with figs.
Why not, Dad? Do me, Dad.
Fucking awful.
Tree.
Look, Bobby's got a roaming camera right now. We know what's up. Come on, Shannon.
Oh, here we go.
Get in here.
I'll do it with my sneakers on.
Get that tight little body in here.
No, it's not tight.
Hell yeah. Why do you need your sneakers on? Because you think we're going to be creepy?
Yes.
Shannon, I have no interest in your feet whatsoever.
Yeah, we don't care about your feet, you fucking freak.
I do, but yeah, I agree with him.
Don't you want sweat dripping over you?
Don't you have socks on?
Droplets of sweat all over your body.
Like little bitty socks.
Yeah, they are. I don't know why that's hot. Yeah,
take it easy there. Little bitty socks. Fucking Epstein.
Mm. Yeah, little socks.
Oh, toddler socks. Relax there, fucking.
Shannon, can I see your socks?
I was thinking Kevin Spacey.
So you're saying your socks are too provocative? Is that what you think?
Provocative?
Shannon, Shannon has a really high, a lot of self-esteem. It's fucking wild the way she sees herself. She's like, she can't even
see socks. Louis, my socks are from the children's place. I can't come in there with these socks. I got them from baby.
There's plenty of other women that want to have your job, Shannon. They'll show me your feet.
They're different colors too.
Yeah, one's beige, one's white. Because you can't see them.
Somebody came.
It's like me and Zach.
This is obviously not going to happen. We're trying to make it. It's not going to happen, guys.
Because everyone's going to make fun of my two colored socks.
No, I'm going to make fun of your webbed toes if you have webbed toes. I'm going to make fun of. Look at this homeless McGee over here.
Fucking Charlie Chaplin.
I have a hole in the bottom of my socks.
You got flat feet?
What'd you say?
You got flat feet?
No.
They're flat on the bottom.
Oh, so I got flat.
That's how he walks.
Yeah, I got big fat fucking feet. Shannon, come on, look, I got a hole in my sock.
And I don't feel so. It's gonna be so bad with your holy sock and my mismatched socks.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, I was meant to be.
Come on,
smoke a cigarette or something.
Let's go. Zach, take over. Me and Shannon are doing couples yoga. And pull up the image.
Hold on one sec. Hold on.
Pull up the image. We're gonna get this perfect. We're gonna have Shannon and Lewis. They're gonna go foot to foot on both sides, and then they have to hold each other's wrists with their feet up in the air.
What's going on, Zach?
And, I had a fart looking at that pose.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
So here we go. Oh, well, listen, we have roving cam.
You got to be comfortable with somebody's stinky ass.
Great podcast bit.
That.
Yeah, that's enough. Just kill the momentum and let's go in there. And
so for those of you listening, Lewis is now seated on the floor.
Uh-huh.
In his holy black socks.
I can't tell between both. I can't tell who's who.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're dressed identically.
Yeah, that's really, you guys are like a couples yoga team.
This is we got to call HR.
Oh,
he sniffed them.
Come on.
How are they?
You're taking liberties now. You said you weren't going to do anything creepy.
If I have to do this, I have my own show. I will. I will do this then.
All right. So now their toes are touching.
That's hot. Okay. Interlock. Yeah, oh my God.
Now they are now grasped at the arms, toes up against. Now they're supposed to raise their feet.
Let's see.
And there's no way they're doing this.
You raise me up, and I am calling
HR. There's no way they can do this.
Lewis
is going to yell at Shannon until he's more flexible.
He's going to get mad.
MikeFiggs.com on Patreon. Go on Patreon. Follow me at MikeFiggs.com.
Shannon, stop being a Jew and put your feet up in the air.
Dude, what are you talking about? I did this in Jamaica. I was doing this every day. Everybody stretches it.
He's going to do a Jax Mortal Kombat fatality.
Lewis is performing a fatality on Shannon.
Rip her arms off,
Johnny. Flawless victory.
He dislocates both her shoulders.
I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Do it. Harrington, of course. Of course, Harrington. Get to it with his pow. There you go.
Harrington is joining.
Ryder dies.
See, now it's more.
There you go. They're going to do it. Push hard.
And there's no way.
Doc, you guys got to dock each other. There you go. Okay.
They have one foot up in the air.
Oh, man. Good quality, though. Pretty cool. Same foot.
You guys are so close.
Oh, weird.
I like how they're pretending they've never done this before.
Oh, God. I got to apologize.
Lewis is now stretching with the one person he pays to hang out with him.
This is weird.
I didn't realize until this moment that Harrington was my rock.
Oh, man, Harrington. You're really
There's no way a hint of fart has not
Look
slipped
at fucking
out.
Harrington's triceps, man.
Give
Harrington's
me another position. Give me another position.
Too happy,
babe. Something more sexual, please. Wow.
Sex. More sex.
More sex. Good job, Harrington.
Good job, man. Good job. That was good.
Bad job, Shannon.
I'm too Great short. Job. I think I'm too short. That's why I couldn't do it.
Leslie, pull up another position, Shannon.
That's my problem in a lot of positions.
Oh, man.
Wow. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and Harrington almost nailed it, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had it.
I just, for the record, I'm not doing this next one.
Let's see. Shannon!
They're daggering.
Shannon!
Oh, there you go.
Come on.
That's our baby girl. All right, baby, put that down. Aha, there, girl. Hey. Wait, wait, we're done. We're doing this right. Okay. Hold on, girl. Shit. Oh, my dick went inside the pussy. Sorry, girl. Goddamn.
Michael Che's new sketch.
Yes, Michael Che. Holy shit.
Sorry, guy. Let me smell. Hold on. Let me take a sniff. All right, here we go. Ah, oh, damn, girl. Shit. All right, hold on, girl. Let me see.
Shannon, that is not couples yoga.
No, I agree with you.
Right, okay. That is not. I want a real position that me and Shannon can get into.
Maybe they're going to do one.
Okay, so now I'm going to just plank right on your pussy, girl, okay? They got home here.
Yo, TikTok going to get wild.
Okay, no, that's his name, slow. TikTok.
Not too slow, girl. Okay, I'm going to get it right there, girl. Okay.
By the way, this would be our assisted stretch, Shannon. That's an assisted stretch. And to be honest with you, you know how good she feels right now? You know how good she feels.
Yeah.
She's got his whole palm in her pussy.
Me and Shannon could have been together this whole fucking time. Look at this.
A little chunky. A little
I
chunky,
have a feeling the first position wasn't a hug from her dad.
Yeah, that bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch is thick.
She's got a few kids.
She's not bad, though.
No, not at all. That looked like a
fun time. Nice smash, dude. She's fun.
No, that's a perfect woman. That's the woman that should have been in that magazine.
You think that's a perfect woman?
I think it's a better perfect a woman perfect than the one that they had.
Got good hair.
It's so funny. Fat guys think fat women are perfect. It's fucking hilarious.
If you're telling me she's not a better fuck than more than half the women they pictured in that article. Those skinny bitches.
No, let me.
You wouldn't walk down the street with her, especially in your own neighborhood.
You make her walk 10 feet behind you. Doggy, no, let me tell you something. They say that a lot. They're like, oh, dude, a big woman, she's good in bed. It's like, no.
No, we're not, there's something big.
She wasn't
thick.
Even that big.
They make it sound like her vagina is just a fucking moist nectar, you know? Like,
well, you want a fat ass to fuck. You want to hit that shit from the back.
Let me tell you something. A chick that's in shape fucks way better than some fucking fat bitch who not only is not in good shape, but also self-conscious. She doesn't like, dude, you get a chick who's like crazy hot. She's just like, they open everything. There's like, they're like, God, get in there. And you're like, wow.
Yeah, but her, she's not like huge. Like, she's like right on it. Like, I feel like she has confidence for a chunky girl.
She's
in that outfit on YouTube, of course.
Yeah, so imagine that. In shape girl confidence.
And a fat girl, girl knows not to ask for a podcast after you fuck her.
She's cute, but she's not, you know, I'm not losing fucking sleep over that. That's
oh, here we go. This guy over
Shannon,
here.
Shannon, we can do this one.
I will die.
Shannon, come on.
I'll die.
Shannon, you're the bottom.
I can't do that.
Shannon, we should just do couples yoga videos together. How great would that be? We should get in a hot outfit.
New show, Cast Digital. Me and Shannon. Kelvin and Shani watches yoga.
I uncomfortably put Shannon into couples yoga positions.
Oh,
she
there we go.
Begs me not to.
It's fucking
I bet you there are people that are turned on by just watching what just happened, Shannon. I bet you there are people that are sexually like, wow, that was fucking hot.
Yeah, that's why you did it.
She didn't want it.
Guess what? Shani was
also,
a trap.
Also, not for nothing, I felt Shannon's feet. Shannon's got cute little feet.
I believe that.
Hell yeah. A little sweaty, but I liked it.
A little smelly.
A little smelly?
Probably a little smelly.
Like Doritos, Cool Ranch?
You tried to smell them.
I did smell. I couldn't smell anything.
You didn't smell anything?
No. You got a little Frito-Lays? No.
Dude, how funny it would be if somebody just came and drop-kicked her off his
feet. Yeah. Or if he just dropped through he just power-bombed her.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Well, there Shannon, we can do that. I think, Shannon, I can definitely lift you up with my feet, without a doubt, unquestionably. So all you got to be able to do is put your arms to the side, and we're good. But
yeah, and balance on his feet. And
you have no faith. That's the problem.
You might get a toe in your clam, but it's fine.
See, the problem is we don't get into these positions because you refuse to have contact with me like that. They're making eye contact. They're having a moment. They're connecting.
Look at that.
You refuse the connection. And the whole time we were foot to foot, that's just somebody riding on somebody's shoulders.
Just
the whole time we were
video.
Foot to foot, she refused to make eye contact with me. And I feel like that's why me and Harrington were able to do it, because we connected.
I think that you definitely had a better connection with Harrington.
Without a doubt. If Harrington was a woman, I'd marry that woman.
What's Shannon's fucking problem?
She's all uppity and fucking, she thinks she's too good for me. That's the problem.
You gotta get rid of her.
Perfect woman. Who's got the face? Who's the hottest face?
My mom.
Is that Hauser's mom?
Oh, honey, thank you.
We got her face.
Who's it?
Face, I think it's Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is gorgeous.
She is pretty hot.
All right, so Margot Robbie's face... we're going to do the tits. You think Salma Hayek?
Yeah, but I don't think Salma Hayek's tits go with her face.
Because she's got too brown.
Yeah, she's like, would you leave your tits out in the sun?
Would you burn your tits?
Wait, I think Jennifer Lawrence has a better face than that chick. You don't think
so? Jennifer Lawrence's face is very whatever.
That is, really? I like her face.
I like her little chinky eyes.
I like that Chloe girl. You don't know if she's like 16 or 17.
Chloe Moretz.
Yeah.
She looks like a child. Okay. She's really showing
you. No, she's not, though.
I think
she's 18.
Zen's career. I mean, come on, guys.
She got great tits.
I'm not into big fucking bazonkers. I like what's-her-name's titties that we just saw her face.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Her tits are fucking phenomenal, doggy.
I'm going Hayek's tits. Sorry.
I think
you like big old fucking huge titties.
Yeah.
And I bet Salma Hayek's like 50 now. I bet those things are just hanging low.
Let them hang. Let them fucking... Not like let them hang. I don't give a fuck.
She looks the same as she does from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, by the way, Joey found the girl from Kids Songs. Continuation.
Context.
Zach.
So, remember that show, Kids Songs?
Sure.
When we were kids?
Yeah, Kids Songs. They
I was in love with the one girl, and we couldn't figure out who she was, but Joey found her. We have her name. We have her family.
Her address.
We've doxed her.
That's the girl?
Jesus Christ.
Did you have a crush on her?
Oh, okay. She's Cutie Pie.
Out there. She's an adult now. Look at that.
Cutie Pie.
Lynn Coplitz.
Yeah, she's out there fucking doing shit now. What was her name?
Alexandra Picado.
Alexandra.
Oh, she's Italian.
Italian Picado. Picado. Hey. I heard you were part of Kids Bop, huh, bitch? Come over here. Sing Kids me the Bop weekend. Sing me a weekend song, but G-rated before I fucking try your beating, huh? Try your fucking beat it. I want fucking kids do an Eminem song, but none of the bad words. Hey, she's pretty good, huh? I'm snapping my fingers while she's rapping. Not bad. Not bad. Let me see your tits.
Her husband, because she's left the life behind. Her husband makes her do that at parties.
Come in.
Wheels on the bus.
Do Pearl Jam. Do Pearl Jam for everybody.
Whose wheels on the bus go around, bitch? My fucking wheels go around. Fucking whore.
She does Itsy Bitsy Spider, but she does it with a violin. Do it.
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
You ever watch Kids Bop?
Honey, I just don't want to. I really.
Shut up.
Hey, listen, the wheels on the garbage truck pay this fucking mortgage.
All right. You heard? Do Sade, but with none of the sexual content. Do it. Marky, come here. She's going to sing. Come on. Do Kids Bop, bitch.
Hey, London Bridge is coming on your face, stupid.
Dude, Kids Songs rule, dude. It was the best. I loved it. It was like a half an hour. They used to sing 2-3 songs per thing. There's a story. They had a news desk. She was always at the news desk.
They did an international
Pull up more pictures
one,
of her. She was the How fucking old best. Are you? I would say, you know what? Day. We'll say... This young girl's, we'll say her everything, and then we'll say Margot Robbie's tits. Margot Robbie's tits on the... No, Salma Hayek's tits on the show.
And now we're at a crossroads.
Now we figured out...
Take a look at her. See, she's right there. Guess what? I got a doctor. They put Salma Hayek's tits on her. She's great now. She does Kids Bop. She's got Dusk Till Dawn tits. And I do yoga poses with her. Watch. Take it out. Dolly, come in.
How about tonight? You take off those Oshkosh Pagosh.
Do Black Eyed Peas. Let's get retarded. But don't do it retarded. Go ahead.
Shit. Fuck. You make me laugh, Figs. I don't care if anyone...
Everyone loves me, motherfucker. Everyone loves me. Every day I get a DM saying, "When's it going to give you a show? When's episode 2?
You gotta have me there to set you. I set you up so well.
No, you know you weren't there to show, and it was fine.
I know, but I'm saying you need somebody that you fucking you need a setup guy.
You need a wingman.
Me and Andre, we were killing it. We did a good job.
You're somebody... setting up Andre. It's opposite. It makes no sense.
No, Shanny was holding it down, man.
It makes no sense. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. It made me laugh.
A little more Bud Light Seltzer?
But yeah, dude, that chick, I was in love with her as
you
a
got
kid.
More kids?
She was the one that got away.
The one that
She's
got
cute.
Away?
She was cute.
She was super cute.
Who left the van unlocked?
What year was she born? She's the same age as me, right? I feel like we can make a connection.
For me, it was the girl from Little Monsters. Remember that movie? The redhead?
I don't remember the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Little Monsters.
Yeah, the girl that they had a crush on.
Yeah, the girl that they had a crush on. She was like ultra smart. I thought that was hot. And she also, had a really sharp nose.
Also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken,
this guy's the man.
Buzz, Kevin McAllister's brother, mm-hmm. was the bully in Little Monsters.
Yeah, I think he was too.
Oh, you had a crush on that chick.
Yeah, she was hot.
So
I like Ginger.
Like the tranny from Ardonia. She's got no
don't
eyebrows.
Say, don't you fucking say right. that about her. Don't you say
but,
that.
The world has changed, and I used to be Little Monsters, and I am
a big one.
Yeah, big monster.
Who was your child? Like, she was also a child, though.
Oh, she's still a child.
Look, Topanga.
Topanga, yeah, that was everyone's. But Topanga was a woman amongst children. It was different.
Pink Power Ranger, especially when she was in Suzy Q.
Dude, new Pink Power Ranger fucking rules, dude. Her body's righteous.
Oh, in that movie? In the Power Ranger movie?
No, there's a new one that came out now. Oh. Dude, pull up the new Pink Ranger. That bitch is fucking fire. I just watch it with James and I'm like, yeah, all right.
I'll watch it with you, little doggy.
Dude, I love back in the day Power Rangers was like Black Ranger was black, Chinese Ranger was yellow.
They
didn't
place.
They didn't give a fuck.
Blue
dude.
Was gay. Yeah.
Thank you.
The green one was autistic on his tippy toes. Yeah. It was all right. The green one had a ponytail.
No, that's not her. That's not her, but she's hot too. What? Dude, they've never had a not hot Pink Ranger.
She has to be hot.
Pink Ranger, pull up as many Pink Rangers as we can, dude.
Oh, wow.
Pink Ranger could fucking get there, it.
I'm worried.
That sounds like a great euphemism for pussy, too. Like, hey,
Pink Ranger.
I'm also dressed like the Pink Ranger.
That's her?
That looks like a Bella Danger. She's from the movie that came out. No, I thought she was hot. She's like not, a Bella Danger.
I think that's a different one.
She's from the movie.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, which one am I
Christ,
talking about?
We're
now?
Going to jail. Guess what? Oh, we're going to jail now.
It's all Pink Rangers and then one waiter. Dude.
Yeah, it was
and then one gay. Hi. The two gays.
You know what? The Power Rangers have been so naive. So they.
No, none of these are the Pink Rangers.
That's the first Pink Ranger up
top
left. Yeah, top
left is the one we remember.
She did it again when they were like Ninja Rangers. Then it was a girl at a Halloween party.
Well, African-American Rangers.
That's a Halloween party chick. And I guess she stuck around for a while.
Yeah, some of these are just costumes.
Asian Pink. Yeah, I know. Some of these are.
In fact, I think most of these are just costumes.
Some of these are from Party City.
Yeah,
the Party City magazine. And then just Alexander the Great. Who the fuck is that guy? And you got fucking Malaysian Ranger.
Malaysian Ranger.
Power Rangers. What the fuck is the what are the names? The new ones? They're all on Netflix.
That Dino Ranger, Turbo.
I hate the Power Rangers.
Toys fucking crocodile.
My kid loves it. I'm like, what is it? They're fighting giant toys.
It's action, man. It's action. But
like their weapons are obviously plastic. It's not her,
this
Shannon.
I looked up the new season. This is her.
We gotta stop this.
I'm talking about some big titted fucking big
more children.
Bitch.
More children.
More children, please.
That's not what I like. Give me the different iterations of Power Ranger. What I want is the different types of shows, like Power Rangers, Ninja,
Power Rangers.
Do they still have black Power Rangers and stuff? Are they still black? Like, is the black one still black?
Black Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm. Are they still supposed to look like their costumes?
Okay, it's not Mighty Morphin. Oh, wow.
Time for
Jesus Christ, how many are there?
So Bandai probably made a lot of money off this fucking thing, huh? Dino Fury?
No, I don't know.
It has to be Dino Fury. It has to be 2021.
It's not Dino Fury, you fucking asshole.
It's got to be, you gook lover. Go press it. Press 29.
It's not. That's not what I'm talking about.
Just call James. He'll tell you in like 5 seconds.
I'm going to try the 2019 then. Let's see. Oh, there isn't a Pink Ranger here.
Oh, my God. She's masturbating. She's off pleasuring herself right
that's
now.
That's not her right there?
No,
it's making me furious. I don't know. I won't move on.
Okay, so you watch it. Can you pull up Netflix? Can you pull up Netflix on this or no?
I can't share it, or I don't know how to share it.
You guys gotta fucking figure it out.
Go to Netflix. Okay. Yeah. Just go to your Netflix on your phone, and look at the cast.
This one, maybe no.
Is it that one? Shelby Watkins. Yeah.
Yeah, it was some black chick, and I didn't mention that, Shannon. I didn't mention that it was a black chick the whole time. I didn't just once just say, "Oh no, it's a black." Like I wouldn't have pointed out that it's a fucking black chick. Oh no, a Chinese chick. It's Chinese.
Wait, is it the one in the wheelchair? Is it the wheelchair one?
It's a fucking armless yeah. Pink Ranger. You
a
think
power
I didn't
wheelchair ranger? Power steering ranger.
Like I didn't fucking know.
The moped.
You don't think that the one glaring thing about this Power Ranger?
Time to
I didn't
transform.
Fucking
know. I already have.
Yeah, she blows in a straw. Turns into a robot.
The robot's a cripple.
Yeah. God damn it, Shannon.
Big tits, big ass, no legs. Fuck, I forgot to mention that part. She's got no legs, Shannon.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's not. She's blind.
Yeah. Her kick game's a little weak. Her grounded pound's awesome.
Yeah, she walks around with a cane. She's blind. She's the only blind Power Ranger ever. No, but
she's gorgeous.
She's an angel amongst. That is. Princess Jasmine, you stupid
Indian.
Bitch.
Gorgeous Indian lady.
That is Princess Jasmine from the new Aladdin.
It says on Netflix, this is the Netflix Pink Power Ranger.
Is that her?
I'm going to beat your ass, Joey. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. That is Aladdin.
No, I'm Pink Power Ranger.
That is. Imagine she had a fucking thick Packy accent. That fucking gorgeous angel. She's clitless, just walking around.
Would you like to make love to me? It is morphin time. Morphin time. Get it. Time to do morphin time. Oh, Ahmed. Oh no, we have to defeat Ahmed. It's morphin. Morphin time.
Get out of my Uber. I have to morph. Get it.
Dude, we're never going to find her.
None of these are the right Power Ranger.
We're never going to find her. Can I ask you a question about something?
If they pull her up, by the way, I would notice her in a heartbeat. She's a fucking angel.
Can you describe her? Angel.
Big titties, fat ass.
Google Power Ranger big tits, fat
big
ass.
Big titties, fat ass,
curry.
Little waist.
You forgot the curry. I'm still on Power Rangers. Get out of my store. Fucking halal cart turns into a robot.
Power Rangers.
I don't have any more white in owl.
Power Rangers, I'll remember your face.
We only have turkey bacon. Morphin Ranger.
Oh, I think it might be Ninja Steel.
Oh, Jesus.
Look up Ninja Steel Pink Ranger. That's so what I think it is. Look up Ninja Steel.
Yes, get out of my store, you
mean? Yes, they do. Is that what you said?
That's actually what they said in the Pakistan.
Ninja Steel. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Look at this pig.
She's 18, right?
Look at her. Yeah.
Can we confirm that she's 18?
I think she's playing a 16-year-old. Yeah. Whatever, dog. It makes it better. Look beautiful. At her. Find her.
I like that she's got a poker better. Chip on her watch.
Dougie, look at her, dude. She's the one.
She's definitely not Pakistani. She's the one.
So when you see James watching that, you're in your head, you're like, that's the one. Come on, James.
Yeah.
You're trying to mold him.
You're getting very sleepy, James.
Dougie, you pull more pictures of
your
her.
Your pajama pants are getting very tight.
She's so hot that I've tried to find her naked on the internet.
She's gotta have sexy pictures on the internet. There's no way. There it is.
Oh my God.
Doggy.
Right there.
Shannon, that's what you could have been.
That's what I could have been.
James, I need your iPad for 5 minutes. Give me James. There's gonna be a little app called Reddit. Don't click it. Don't click Reddit. All right. Oh yeah, dude. Fuck. Look at her six pack.
Dude, she's crazy, you know?
It's morphin' time.
Doggy, she is crazy.
Wait a second. Now, is she the girl from Kong versus King, King Kong, Godzilla King? Because there was that one girl that died early. She was like the FBI person, and she was hot as shit. Wow, smoking.
She's a great actress.
She's wild.
It's about time they did the right thing.
She's God wild, damn. Doggy.
Wait, she's a stripper.
Is it possible to see her shapely ankles?
let's see that neck.
Let's see that neck.
You know,
neckline.
I don't like
can we
her
just
hands.
Look up pictures of this pink ranger? What is she doing right now? What is she? She's
listening
married
to the podcast.
Listening to rap.
She's married to some Italian guy. Like, yo, do the fucking ranger thing.
Watch, yeah, you should date this. Oh, my God.
Also, she could probably put a little weight on that. But.
Oh, that's great.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a
come
gym
on,
rat.
Smith
you're
machine.
A gym rat.
You're a Power Ranger using a Smith machine?
She's doing it's all about reps, not weight, dude.
Doggy, it's all about whatever she's doing. She's bonkers.
Yeah, my ex-wife did Kids Bop, but I got this new bitch. She's a pink Power
Look
Ranger.
At that.
Come here, doll.
That
are
is,
you kidding me?
That is a fine.
What is she doing? Like in life right now, what is she doing?
She's gorgeous.
She must be out there doing things.
Very
she's
pretty.
Crushing things with
the
her
problem
ass.
Is she's like she's
yeah, she's crushing cans with her ass.
She's just trash compactor.
Dude, farts don't even get out of her ass. They just disappear.
Hey, Paulie, every time I tell her morphin time, she puts a PBR in her ass cheeks and she squeezes it. Hold on, Dolly, come here. It's morphin time. See? Told you, look at that.
What's her name? Christiane. Oh, she's got a porno name. Mom. She's a mom. Oh, that makes her hotter, dude.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, way hotter, yeah.
Her body's fucking crazy. Body by Christy?
That's a croissant. I mean, wow, they did the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is her from Kong.
Whoa.
Does that say King Kong on the gun photo? It was just like I was filming Kong? No, there's this chick on King Kong, which I was like, shit.
I know who you're talking about. No, this bitch is fucking
I gotta stop watching.
Ooh, who's that in the plaid?
That's her dumb kid? Why would you put her dumb kid in there after all these hot photos, just one fucking...
He probably tries to crawl back into her vagina.
She's gorgeous.
Night.
I'm trying to masturbate to your photos, lady. Get your kid out of here.
So here's a real question,
Lou. I can't
be
held responsible for where everything gets dropped.
Real question, Lou. So who are the other girls on this show? Because they got to at least, Yellow Ranger's got to be hot. It just can't, right?
I think they're all pretty forgettable.
Really?
So I mean, they're also standing next to this bitch.
Well, I would imagine usually they're like, this seems like a more adult Power Ranger. She's like at least 25, that chick.
I mean, they're all supposed to be high school kids.
Yeah, I want to see the other ones. Just the hope that maybe another one looks like her. That's her?
Yeah, see, look at this fucking...
Oh, they suck.
This fucking...
It's just one chick.
She's not bad, but she's like...
No, no.
She's the Pakistani one that you were talking about.
Like, she looks like Omarosa. Fuck her.
The guy on the left does all their homework.
Look at these fucking dweebs. Look at all these flat-dicked Rangers.
Yeah.
Why don't they give... If I was a Power Ranger, I'd be like, dude, you gotta give me some dick.
Yeah, give me a...
No, you can't. You gotta give me a little dick here.
Hanging
it can't
some
just
no
be...
dick Power Ranger.
No, they definitely have the lower... Like Bret Hart used to. Like, cover up his dick.
Yeah, but why? Just like, give him a little dick.
It's a kid show.
I don't know, dude.
But you want to see
the kid show with that bombshell over there and fucking Chang can't have some bulge right there? Look at
probably
Chang.
Not.
Dude, Chang loves it. Chang's like, these are great outfits. I love them.
Makes my dick look huge.
Oh, man.
His name's Chang.
I don't know why I called him Chang. The first guy, the two guys in the middle could both be Paco, from all I know.
What's his name? The Chang Chong one?
Yeah, they're all cute. They're a little
also
older.
From like 4 years ago, where it was like they just got over. This is the end of tokens. This right. is the end of like we got a black chick, we got an Asian guy. This guy's half Mexican. Good, we got them all.
Yep.
Perfect. Now the Power Rangers, it's fucking. Oh my god, dude.
It's just beige.
She's fat black women.
It's just what's her name? Like, what what's is her this? Name? What's that girl's name?
Out here on the loose, got me out here feeling good, baby.
Who's that black girl?
Lizzo?
Yeah, they got fucking...
Yeah,
Lizzo.
Dude.
I couldn't think of her name.
It's just a bunch of fat black
just
chicks.
A bunch of Lizzos with flutes.
Just, they don't even fight crime. They just fucking talk about white supremacy. Like, what is this? What is this?
Their suits are the same, but all their hair color is different.
Yeah, I got barbecue ramen. We're getting ramen tonight, right? I want a barbecue chicken ramen.
Yeah, so we the Power Rangers.
We the Power
so
you sitting next to the bathroom. You better put on something nicer.
It's them going to a restaurant.
That's every episode.
No, we got
them. It's them causing a problem at a restaurant.
What do you mean you don't take 6 credit cards? There's 6 of us here. What do you mean you don't take 6 credit cards? We don't got that, Mo. I'm about to morph on this motherfucker.
Denny's, 3 a.m., morphin' time.
The waiter's like, wait, I can take 3 credit cards, please. Oh, it's morphin' time. Get it. That motherfucker charged me for fries? I thought that shit came with the patty melt.
What you think, I don't got money?
This bitch think right here, this bitch think I'm gonna play.
I told you, a little bit of ice, but hold on, I'm morphing on this nigga. Hold on. Get it.
Power Rangers 2021.
I said a glass of water with lemon and sugar on the side.
This ain't no sweet tea.
It's Lizzo, Shaq's son, that other fucking gay kid from the Miami Heat kid.
Oh my god.
It's all gays.
I can't.
Fat gays.
They're all having loud conversations on their cell phones.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This has been an amazing.
Leslie
show.
Jones is Zordon.
I got a question for you, Louis. Just before we leave or whatever, how'd you feel about Jake Paul taking the cap on this kid?
Taking the cap.
He. You didn't see what happened on Twitter. Jake Paul got into Floyd Mayweather's face, and he took his cap.
Or his brother.
No, so it was Logan and Mayweather. They were having what's it called when they stand next to each other and breathe?
I didn't see this. Pull it up if you can.
They stand next to each other and breathe and talk shit like, oh, yeah, get rid of the weigh-ins.
Being real ass.
Yeah, they're being real ass, dude.
Real ass moment of the morning.
So Jake corners him and talks to him and he's like, hey, what's up, Floyd? And Floyd's like, you get the fuck out of my face, motherfucker. I'm about to morph on his ass. And then he goes, I got your hat. And he takes his hat.
Whoa.
And the security goes crazy. You didn't see that?
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah,
I heard something about a hat. Let's see.
Lou, make sure that you're good on parking.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
I'm my own boy.
Got your hat.
Oh. Yo, I thought that was hilarious. I don't like Jake.
He made
Jake.
It an inch.
Dude, I don't like Jake, but now I love Jake for whatever reason.
He made it no.
He got a half a turn.
He didn't finish the word hat. Got your hat?
But it was gay. He had something so cool about it. Like, yo, fuck you.
He had a conversation with his people. Like Paul's people came to him later and was like, dude, if you're going to do stuff like that, you got to let us know before you take somebody's hat because we can't help you.
Listen to me. If you take a black guy's accessories.
Yeah, you can't take his
hat. I mean, you're on your own, doggy.
You're on your own, kid.
Got your daughter.
Oh, you can have her.
Got your daughter.
I mean, look, here's the thing. Yes. I appreciate the fact that Jake Paul is consciously, actively trying to create a moment
anytime there's a camera on him, anytime he's on microphone. You got to do that. You got to do that. Whether you're in, it doesn't matter if you're an entertainer, especially in this day and age where we're so connected with social media. You have to create a fucking moment. You don't want to be forgettable. Dude, fucking love me or hate me. Anytime I go on a podcast or a show or whatever I do, I try to create a fucking moment, you know? And I think that he recognizes that, and he recognizes that love and hate essentially are just currency in this whole world that we live in. And
that's
to be honest with you,
people who hate say
100%.
Hate is actually more valuable currency. Hate is a more valuable currency, in my opinion, okay? Because people become passionate, they get emotional. And if you can get people to be it's easier to get people to be emotional if they hate you than if they love you. I think if they love you, it's like you sometimes have a moment, right? You achieve something and they share that with you. If they hate you, you can get them emotional every time you open your fucking mouth. And he does that better than anybody else in the world of entertainment. And it's very conscious and he does a great job at it. So I appreciate that hustle. However, I think he's actually a fucking shitty dude. And I think he's actually a shithead. I think like, he recognizes that it's easier to go like, oh, no, look, it's an act. But I think in reality, he is that dude. He sort of rubs me the wrong way. His thing just rubs me the wrong way. He comes off like a spoiled rich kid who has never really had to have much adversity in his life. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe he's had a lot of adversity, but it doesn't seem like that.
They just have that fucking TikTok fucking Dylan energy.
Yeah.
That's just like, ugh.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%, but it's smart move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Smart move. Look, you create that moment. People are talking about it. Simple as that.
He squeezed it. It's like concentrated. He got a tattoo. He changed his name to Took Your Hat. Like, he went crazy. He's rolling with this whole idea.
He changed
idea
your name
that,
to Took Your Hat?
Yeah, he's going. He's a troll. He's like trolling it 100%.
He does troll very well, and I do have a genuine appreciation for the level of trolling.
Oh, shit. Zan took his house. Shit. Oh, Gessel snake. Yes. What you going to do, you bald-headed bitch?
I like it.
Look at you fucking
funny. I like the fact that he committed to it and he's gone.
He's out of breath. I'm going to give him my asthma pump.
Yeah, he just fell down, guys. He's dying, everyone. Somebody Zan, pick him up.
You need to take a hit.
Hell yeah. All right. We're going to wrap this one. We got to wrap this one. This has been a fucking fun show. I really laughed very hard on this show, and I appreciate you guys coming on and fucking just being great guests as always. We're back next week. Monday, who do we got, Shannon?
I don't have it confirmed yet.
Okay. I'll be here.
Figs will be here.
No. Get your feet done.
I'll be just hanging out.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll check you guys on Monday. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.